Yes, good morning all. It is Friday. Bring it on, May 10. Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab. A very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. And last night in the footy, the Dolphins, the Finns. Finns up, baby, 30-24 over Manly. Tom Trbojevic runs into a cameraman trying to save a try. An effort in vain comes out of it with what looks like a hamstring injury. Unbelievable. In the AFL, incredible game. Yesterday, I was on the Melbourne side of the fence. Loz was on the Carlton side of the fence. My face was red as Carlton had a 38-point lead early in the third quarter. Melbourne, inspired by Christian Petrarca, who's an absolute superstar, have fallen 1 point short. They kicked the last 20 points of the match, gave Carlton an enormous fright. But in the end, the Blues prevailed by a point there last night. Freo and the Swans up tonight also. Geelong and Port Adelaide as well. And we've got two great games in the league as well. Penrith and Canterbury, lots of familiar faces there for either club, playing against their old club. And the Eels and the Bronx as well. David Fifita, it's off to the Roosters after all. Loza, Pup, good to see you both. What's doing?
Nice to be seen. Middo, Loz, morning. Morning to our listeners. I got to be honest, I don't like lying to you two. I did not watch one bit of sport last night. I had a race to sleep with my daughter at 7 p.m. and I definitely beat her. So I didn't see anything. I saw some I got up earlier this morning and I've seen the highlights of obviously Manly and especially Tommy, but yeah, apologise for.
Oh, mate,
yeah, I got nothing for you. No, I can leave now.
No, I can totally understand that, mate.
I'll see you this summer.
I can totally understand that, trying to get your body clock back into shape. But mate, look, the storyline coming out of last night's game, well, there's two. One was Manly's disappointing performance, again giving up a lead.
Yeah.
A big lead.
Yeah.
They were in front, I think it's 16-4 at one stage and looked as though.
What is that, Loz? Like in footy, like.
It's just your concentration.
Really?
It's just a concentration of attitude.
But it's happened to them a few weeks in a row now.
A number of times, yeah. They need to be more patient with the football, and I thought they did that a little bit more in the second half. It's like they want to play. They know the style of footy they want to play, which is using the ball, but sometimes you've got to adjust to the conditions as well.
But how can they do it at the start, get such a prominent lead?
Well, then they just go to sleep.
Do they change their game? Do they think they've already won, so they just take the foot off the gas?
Well, yeah, I suppose they get to a 16, 20-point lead, they're playing the style of football, and then they don't show as much energy on the other side of the ball as they do when they've got it.
Yeah, okay.
And if you don't apply yourself in defence, teams are very good at scoring. Mm. And it's a high-scoring game. You can be fatigued quite easily. And if teams get on a roll, they can put quick points on, as the Dolphins did late in that first half. What did they score? Three tries or something
in the last five minutes
yeah. before halftime?
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
I thought there was a glitch in the internet in India. Well, every time I look at the leaderboard and see the Dolphins in the top four, I think, something's wrong with my iPad.
Well, Loz said this week they only need to win seven more games, now six. They're going to play finals, barring capitulation.
Unless they capitulate, they will play finals this year.
He's a genius, Bennett.
Oh.
He is an absolute. Like, if you look at their stock, it's improved from last season, but it's still not top four, surely.
Don't underestimate the coaching underneath him as well. Because a lot's been spoken about the coaches after Bennett.
Yeah.
And he's reputedly a very good operator, Christian Wolfe as well, Loz, who's going to take over this side, obviously, when Bennett goes out.
Yeah,
he's had
a
great apprenticeship over in the
Super
League. Still
big boots to fill. Because Wayne does it differently to most. And he sprinkles that magic dust and he just gets results. And he's done it for a long, long period of time. And they are playing as a committed football team. They've still got two of their stars to come back, or three of their stars to come back. One won't come back this year, I suppose, in Tom Gilbert, but Hemiso and Flegler. And they're just playing with so much confidence, and they're getting the job done. The other storyline is obviously Tom doing his hamstring.
Can you believe
if he's done his hamstring, regardless
I
of
hope it's
how,
the same one.
How serious it is, even if it's the worst case, I think with Tom's history, it's a month.
Yeah. Even if it's a grade one strain, yep. It's going to be a
even if it's if, a, if it's, the if it's same a 10 one, or 12 day.
If it's the same leg.
Yeah. Like a grade one, you know, 10 days to 14 days. I think you just take that time and have to rebuild him again.
It's so, his sixth in 6 years. Yeah. And from, I don't know the right or left.
No, which, I think you've got to be really cautious now.
Well, do you know the other side? So I did my right, I reckon, 8 to 10 times, and it was somewhere between grade one or grade two. So it's, you know, 10 days or 2 weeks. Hmm. And sometimes I'll just fiber tears. But then my left was the one I ripped off the bone and had to have surgery. So that's the other thing. Even if it is the same side, then you start favouring the other side. Or then you're, you know, when you bend down to pick a ball, like cricket ball, footy, whatever, you favour your strong side. But, mate, one leg can't support your whole body as well. So there's risk on both sides. I really feel for him. The footage I saw, though, Loz, I reckon he's done it before he's hit the cameraman.
I do too. I don't reckon
I don't reckon it's the impact.
No, you don't do a hemi like that.
No way.
I think he's done it just before.
And then he's gone, and then it's
and
too
then
late.
Yeah. And then taken over the cameraman, out the cameraman. I'm with you, mate. I don't think you get a hemi just from knocking over the cameraman.
The only other thing could be when he slips, it could have twinned. But I don't know. When I saw it this morning,
I haven't looked at it closely. Yeah, but I'm a bit like you.
He's tweaked it. He's done it, and then he's hit the cameraman.
Yeah, I don't think it happened because he hit the cameraman. Yeah. I think it happened before that.
Feel sorry for him.
My God. You could see when he was walking off how dejected he is. And you know, there's two guys in the game that you wish no ill on. Is Ryan Pappenhausen and Tom Trbojevic.
And you can add Adam Reynolds to that as well. Yeah. When I saw him do his bicep the other day, I was devastated for him as well because, again, there's been talk for the last 2 years, or really since he left Souths, about older, injuries, thing. And I know you do with age, but these blokes, those three blokes, they just can't get a run. They can't get a long run at it.
No, and you know, yes, Reynolds with his age, but the other two aren't that old, you know. But they've just had horrible luck with injury. And it is a tough game, and you expect it. But sometimes these players, you just want them to be able to have a sustained run where they get no injuries so you can actually see their full capabilities.
And you want and enjoy, the kids want to see those blokes on the field as well. They're the superstars that inspire, you know, the young boys and the young girls to want to play the sport. Yeah. The actual game misses those players when they're out injured. Mm.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point too. But seeing Tommy walk off the field. But Manly, they came into the season with massive raps. And you know what? I've got to say, I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. I'm really disappointed with the way it's unfolded over the last couple of weeks. Because they really had no excuse.
Well, they started unbelievably well. Well, you know what? They started how we expected them to start. Like before the start of the season, all three of us sat here and went, mate, these guys are, they've got a good team.
Yep. They're going to improve out of sight.
Yeah.
They're going to improve out of sight. And you got that feeling after the first sort of month of footy. You thought, oh, yeah, no, Manly are going great.
They're on here.
They're on. And they've got a good squad. They're put together. But the last couple of weeks, it's just unfolded
badly. That's not a great... We're just looking at this footage now.
It's his right hamstring, isn't it?
That's not a grade one, Matt. The way he's walking, he's in trouble. You hope it's not surgery. That's the concern. That's when you're walking like that.
That's probably what, six weeks?
Yeah, it's probably grade two. And then the other thing about that depends on where the tear is. So you hope it's in the middle of the belly of the hamstring. So right in the middle, which is the strongest part, so it can repair. If it's either end, you know, it might be better to have surgery because then you're guaranteed to get the recovery. The other thing as well with Tommy, when you do a hamstring a number of times, sometimes the problem's the actual tendon more than the muscle.
Yeah.
And the tendon takes even longer to heal. So there's so many question marks. And they've got experts. They'll be having all the MRIs, all the scans. They know his body so well. But you're right. You're 100% right, Loz. The fact that he's had hamstring issues, you can just about double whatever somebody else would take. You could just about double the time frame to get him back on the park.
Yeah, I think he's got to take that time. Like someone's just texting about how long's up grade two. Like I'm just trying to rack my head. And
well, I know grade one was if you done
it was about
your
10
days,
to 14 days. Yeah, wasn't
your 10 days for a grade one, but that's a tiny little tear.
Yeah,
And it the other thing as well, he would have scar tissue build up from past tears.
Yep.
There's so many things. I don't think it's as black and white as, you know, somebody that's done it for the first time.
No, and obviously you have to find out all those other things that you just spoke about, what's happened. But for me, looking at it now, I would think at least 6 weeks.
When you see him walking like that, I reckon that's at least a grade two.
Yeah.
You're hoping he doesn't need surgery, and yeah. I reckon you're right. I reckon he's 6 weeks for sure.
So you're saying straight off the bat,
was
he
out of
plays
origin.
Origin, it's game three at best. Mate, at absolute best.
At best, probably. Yeah. And again, we don't know all the information, but just seeing him walk off, if it's grade two, I'm thinking even if a grade two takes you 4 weeks, he's going to have to take six. Yeah. Hmm. So I think 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
Oh, we're doctors in here.
There's so many. That's exactly right. There's so many. And the other thing is, everyone's body's different as well. Like, Tommy might have this, like some athletes, they seem, it's like they heal quicker than others.
Yeah.
But I just think because of his history, they will have to go.
Well it's amazing, isn't it? Because he did all that reconditioning program.
He went to the States, didn't he?
So will he have to do that again?
Well, that's, mate, I don't know.
Sort of go through it, like, even if it's a month injury, go, well, we're going to recondition your body, like your legs again. We're going to take you through this same process.
Well, I'd say the club will probably go, you can do it.
Is it long term?
We'll split the cost or you're paying for it. It's not cheap.
But even back here now, they'd have people that would run that program for Bill Knowles.
Hmm.
Yeah, someone from the support staff would have went over. They would have watched, seen, got the program, come back here to Australia and implemented it. So I'm assuming
they'll go through that again. We probably don't give enough credit to, but think back to how draining and boring and hard it is to do recovery and rehab when you're injured. When you go into that, oh my God, I'm injured mindset, it can be a dark place. It is such a lonely place. And you train, you do all your training on your own. You spend hours and hours with physios and doctors. Like, mate, your whole world changes from compared to when you're playing. And to do it over and over again, that plays a significant role in why you decide to walk away from a game as well.
Yeah.
It is so hard to keep getting up.
That's why your support staff are so important. And Ronnie Palmer was the best.
Yeah.
Ronnie Palmer.
A lot of people say that about
mate, Ronnie was just great with people that had injuries because he's the most positive bloke
that's what
you'll
need.
ever meet.
Yeah.
And he keeps it fun, upbeat, positive. Like, you don't go into that, in particular when you're with him, you don't go into negative
I'd have mate
mindset.
Like that. Did you meet Duncan Kerr?
Yep.
Yeah, so Duncan, who used to work for Manly. Yep. I reckon he did strength.
Yeah, he did in the 90s.
Years ago,
he was part of Bozo squad. Yeah, he was.
He looked after me like gold, whether he was with Cricket Australia, Cricket New South Wales, or we become great mates. And I reckon he saved my life at stages through those dark days where he was such a positive person that you knew every day, you wanted to see him to put that smile on your face. Yeah. And he always made you feel you got this. You'll be better for it.
Ronnie Palmer was exactly the same. Yeah. And there's a place for those guys in all sporting teams, I think. Because don't underestimate the importance they have on the individual, because the individual will walk in and they'll be at their lowest point and they'll be negative and they're going through a lot of things in their mind. But if you've got someone there, mate, it's going to be all right. And keep reinforcing the positives. Mate, all of a sudden you come out the other side.
You need it through those periods.
Most definitely.
You definitely need it.
And Finn's up for the fight, back page of the Courier Mail. But David Fifita's the consistent headline across, the major papers. Back page of the Australian. Fifita call leaves the Roosters crowing. It's Courier Mail as well. Roosters coop. Fifita quits Titans to ink $3.3 million 4-year deal with Glamour Club. Back page of the Sydney Morning Herald, Roosters snare Fifita as Panthers fall short, and the Telegraph as well. Chicken coop, Roosters seal $3.3 million Fifita deal. And Maxi from the Gold Coast on the text line points out, morning boys, just on Fifita, has anyone talked about him rejoining Holbrook at the Roosters, considering that part of his get-out clause, was to leave if Holbrook wasn't there, and you make a point there. So, what, an average of $825,000 a season, according to these reports, was enough to get the 24-year-old over the line there at the Roosters. And he first informed the Titans he was leaving yesterday. Then he's knocked back the Panthers' apparent offer of around $850,000 a season for 3 years. So he's got 4 years at the Roosters. Des Hasler spoke yesterday, said he thinks it's unfair to say Fifita's abandoning ship, that he made a decision, that it's part of the game, and the club wishes him the best. What do you make of it all, fellas? Lozza? How surprised that he chose the Roosters?
No, I'm not surprised. I'm just, look, you get two options that he was weighing up. I think it was always a fait accompli that he was going to move. I think it sounded like he was always on his way out of the Titans, and he just had to weigh up what he thought was the best option and where he thought he could best win a competition. Now, he's made that decision to go to the Roosters, and I think Justin Holbrook would have played a part in that. The Roosters are very persuasive when they come to signing players and convincing them to come and play in their system. I'm sure Penrith would be disappointed, but they'll move on. They've got a lot of back rowers, the Roosters, so it'll be interesting to see whether that or what that means for, say, an Angus Crichton, or whether they still look to sign him. But David Fifita, look, in a really good system, he can be dynamic. He's got to make sure that he fixes areas of his game. And I know people are critical of his work rate, but that's not the style of player that he is. It's like a back rower that runs a good line. Well, David Fifita's not your back rower who's going to jam into a line off a halfback. He's a guy that, you know, either drop him under or give him early ball, or he's got tremendous feet and power. I think he's a wonderful player. I thought he had his best Origin series by far last year. I think he was terrific in that Origin series, and I think this year he's coming into Origin in good shape. So I think it's a really good pickup for the Roosters. And, you know, we spoke about them losing a lot of players, but some of their young players are going to be better next year as well. You know, those young boys coming off the bench, the front rowers, White and May, you know, they're ready to replace Weir Hargreaves. Although you can't replace him, they'll certainly be good players to put in and inject into that team. But, yeah, I think it's it's always a good signing when you sign quality, and David Fifita is not everyone's cup of tea, but I'd have him in my squad.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised he didn't go to Penrith. Yeah, because of what we spoke about yesterday, his partner lives out that way.
Well, she's from out that way.
So you'd imagine family's there. Mm. The talk of Nathan Cleary, you know, being the number seven and his leadership around the club, Penrith's success. I'm surprised he picked the Roosters over Penrith. But, again, that's what I said. Like, I think maybe the Roosters deserve credit as well. Like you said it yesterday, if they want someone, very rarely do they miss out. So credit to them. And that's the business. Like, nobody can have a go at him about leaving the team.
Well,
like,
the only thing is
what it is now.
The only thing is, he's a marquee player, right? We agree he's a marquee player.
Yeah.
He's just turned 24. Mm. It's not often you get 24-year-old marquee players that have already chalked up three clubs.
I think those days are gone.
I get you because I love the one club player as well.
But I'm with Pup.
The days are like, mate. Now you have a look. Like in all sports, you got people that finish with 10 teams. I could not. If I left Western Suburbs, my old man would kick my backside.
Yes, but not marquee players.
Well, I just think that's the business now. I just think it's the I think the opposite. If you stay at one club now, it's a miracle. That's unheard of now. You know what I mean?
But, you know, a lot of clubs just, their contract runs out, they can't fit them under the salary cap, they move. We're talking about a marquee player who was literally
just turned 24. He's gone different reasons.
Yeah.
He left from the Broncos to the Titans for money, and he's leaving the Titans for the Roosters for a premiership. I can't blame him for that. Mm. So, it's not like he's been moved on because he's a bad egg. You'd be concerned if that was the case.
But if you're a coach, are you worried it's just all about him?
No, I'm worried about, if I'm coaching, getting best players putting in my system.
But every coach is going to look at it like they can change. If there is any hint of that, every coach, part of your job is to say, no, my job is to get the best out of him and fit him into our group because he's that good a player. I understand what you're saying, and I completely am on your team with this, but I just think the way sport is now, those days, I just don't think the player looks at it like that at all anymore.
And you've got to get your head around. See, I struggle with, say, million-dollar players, because I go, worth $1 million. Because when I think million, I'm thinking probably 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Thinking,
yeah, but it's like property, mate. That property that's you bought exactly for $6 million is now $10 million.
So when someone's getting 1.2, that's just the going rate. That's just the system. That's just how we all operate now. Yeah. And it's like with players changing clubs. I wouldn't have thought James Fisher-Harris had changed clubs with all the success he's had at Penrith. Why does he want to? He wants to go back home for families. So there's always different reasons for different people. But I understand your point. Three clubs, 24. Mm.
And just because it's a bit hard at the Titans at the moment, long rebuild. Yeah.
Well, I don't. But I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think that is the case.
Well,
I actually think what Desi said yesterday, even though he probably has to say that as coach because he's lost his player, a main man. I actually think he's right. I don't think it's anything to do with. I think he's 100% looking at right here, right now. I want to win a grand final, and he had two unbelievable options thrown in front of him.